Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
And we have the guest in here. We have Terry Rampling.
Now then, Terry, you do something fantastic every year, and you've been doing it for 23 years. Do you want to tell our listeners what it is that you do every Christmas?
Well, every Christmas for the last 23 years, I've been putting on a Christmas display at 68 Long Lane at Newport. We've tried to raise money for different charities and make children smile on the Christmas festive season.
Now, you have so many lights. Do you know how many lights you put up every year?
It's just phenomenal. We'll just put it like that. It takes me and the wife, because without the wife I couldn't do this, it takes virtually 2 months to put it together, to try and fundraise and put all the lights out. And it's been extremely difficult this year because of all this rain.
Yes, I can imagine. And also how to find it all and how to get it out without entangling it all, and it must be an absolute nightmare, surely.
I think that's one of the least of the problems. But yes, it's so many things. Where it's in the garden mainly, as well as the front of the house. A lot of houses, what put a lovely display on is the front of the house. My house is Arlen Marquis donate me a marquee, so we put different things in there. We have an nativity scene, we have all the front garden, and of course the front of the house. So there's so much to see, but you cannot see it from the road. So always, or for all these years I've been doing it, I open my front garden so people can come in and view it, display it, and hopefully we got the snow machine working if it's a nice evening, and everything just goes tickety-boo. And all I ask is a donation for whatever charity that I'm doing it for that particular year.
Absolutely fabulous. We've been there a couple of times, and it's just mind-blowing, really. It is just a sea of lights and flower, everything. It's brilliant. Absolutely.
Now, you've supported over 30 organisations with the money raised over 23 years, haven't you?
I have. It's very hard, unless I've got my little scrapbook with a lot of old photographs from the different papers or whatever, to actually see how many charities that I have tried to give money to from the lights, because all the money every year has always gone to the charities. Unless somebody or business or any organisation says, Terry, there's some money for you to buy yourself a new reindeer or a string of lights or put it towards my electricity bill, all the money, what goes into the bucket, is goes to the charity. That's why, like for if it's prostate cancer, like it will be this year, but in previous years the money is bought, like 2 defibrillators, 10,000 for Hampshire and Isle of Wight,
yeah,
and so on and so forth.
That's fabulous, isn't it? Now, you have a special request this year, don't you? Do you want to tell us about that?
Yes. I've just found out my Father Christmas this year is unavailable. I think he's got too much to do. So I'm after somebody who could be Father Christmas for just a few hours on the opening night, what is the 3rd of December, just to hand out a few sweets and be a jolly Father Christmas. So if somebody on the island would love to be Father Christmas on the night, I'd be pleased if you got in touch with me, and my phone number is 526089, and just be in touch.
That's fabulous. Now, tell us about the evening itself. What's going to happen on the 3rd of December at 6 o'clock?
Well, hopefully this year it won't be as cold and windy as what it was last year. It was horrendous. But on the opening night, we've got sausage rolls and mince pies, of course, and Vectis Core Drums will be up there playing their music, like they have done for the last few years, and they normally start about 5:45, sometimes a little bit before, but the actual light switch on will be 6:00.
And you're at 68 Long Lane in Newport, aren't you?
I certainly am. I think as soon as you come up the into Long Lane, you'll soon know where my house is. I think, as a lot of people have said over the years, when Newport go out, my lights come on.
Yes, I can imagine that.
So, like this year, I'm... nervous about my electricity bill like everybody else, so not only I'm asking for a little bit of help for myself, so if anyone can help me a little bit, I'll be gratefully received. And
absolutely. How did you get involved in doing this, and why did you do it?
It's a very long story, but to shorten it up, my next-door neighbour, it's just like the film. The next-door neighbour put a few string of lights around the fascia board, then I did. Then he put one on the roof, then I did.
Oh, right.
He put one in the garden, I put a bigger one. Then he'd done something on the garden wall, so I had to do it on the shed as well as the garden wall. And we kept going. It went over a number of years. And people used to stop and comment and so on and so forth. So I just put just an old box on the wall, what's still there now, and I just asked for donation for the lights. And that's how I started. So me and my neighbour, we just, as I say, started very... just a few lights around the fascia, but then I started to give a lot of money towards, like, Medina House School. I'd done it 3 years for down the school for children with partially sighted.
Yeah.
Then the second year I'd done it for partially deafness and severely disabled. I'd done it for the hospice, and it just goes...
Oh, no.
Yeah, Ability Dogs, and I can just keep rattling the charities off as many as I can remember at the time.
So if you really want to see a fabulous exhibition of lights and have some delight as well and a chat with Terry, go to 68 Long Lane in Newport. It's the 6 p.m. switch on the 3rd of December, and you will just find it fabulous. And also, if you do have any spare cash or a Father Christmas who would be available, please let Terry know on 5260 89.
And thank you very much. But I just add the buses are not going to be stopping outside my house this year, as they've informed me. So I'm afraid it's either just walk up the hill or just jump in the car, like most people do, and do the tour and hopefully come up and enjoy.
Thank you so much
Well,
for
thank
coming
you, Terry,
to see
for
us.
That. Yes, it's nice to see you. And hopefully we'll be up there at some stage. Put some money in your bucket for you. Because it's a fantastic place.
Well, thank you very much. Because, like, as I've always said, and I say every year, all the money, what has been raised, has helped all these people around the Isle of Wight.
I know. It's fantastic.
You know, it's not gone far. You know, even if it's like John's Club on the island, or the cancer unit at St Mary's Hospital, it's so rewarding to see some of the things that the money they've come back and thanked me, where these, like the air ambulance, has helped mums for major operations to get over there and such like. And even a chap from Out the Heroes, he lost his leg, and he used to come across the road one evening and just patted me on the back and said, thank you very much for supporting Out the Heroes. It's just a shame when I come home, I left my leg behind.
Yeah.
And it's so nice that, you know, people that I have tried to help with all these Christmas lights, because hopefully this time of the year or coming up, it'll be jolly for the children with the snow machine going, and such like. So, and in the new year, it does so much good.
Oh, yes. Right.
If you can let us know when you've when it finishes.
I always do. I'll come down and I tell you all the money that hopefully we have raised and who we've tried to help.
And we'll see you then. Thank you so much, Terry.
Thank you, Terry, for that. Thank you.
Your local station, Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.